starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 28 on my journey towards financial freedom. Almost a month that I have started this podcast, and I am glad to see that it is actually picking up some audience. If you take out my mother and brother, it seems there are 5 people listening. So I'm thrilled. Again, I take this as a victory, and I would even go as far as saying maybe 1 out of the 5 of you have already started investing. If so, allow me to relay my utmost respect and admiration as you have passed the most difficult step of all, taking that leap of faith into a new world, a world that is completely foreign to you, a world that is unpredictable, probably unsafe for now, but you have taken the beast head on. You are therefore a warrior. My portfolio lost value yesterday, which means that it is highly probable your very first investment then may have lost some value as well. And this will make you feel bad or feel like you have taken a very bad decision, seeing your money depleting. These are completely normal feelings of regret, failure, or uncertainty about your hard-earned money. The very first reflex you will have as a first-time investor is to sell your stock quickly, stop the bleeding. And another feeling will then take over, the feeling of achievement, like you have just closed a deal, a feeling of pride that you have managed not to lose more than what you had already lost. What I just described is, without any doubt, the worst thing you could ever do while investing, acting on your emotions. We all know that acting on emotions rather than reason in every aspect of your life have a high probability of leading to failure or disappointment. It is just like a high spending habit where you always find a romantic reason to spend your money. I deserve it. I worked hard for it. I want to live today, not tomorrow. All these romantic reasons you give yourself to actually justify your actions, which are fueled by emotions. As an investor, long-term strategy prevails over the short-term gains. No one wants to get rich slowly, as Warren Buffett, the legendary investor, said. Nowadays, the wish for instant gratification touches deeper layers of your being, thinking that you will build wealth quickly, retire early, and travel the world again. Romance. The only thing that will happen to you quickly, in this case, is total failure. To the first-time investor who has just taken that first step yesterday, have no fear. Approach your journey with the long term in mind only. Believe that only patience, discipline, and a strategic approach to building wealth will work out for the best. You will do well over time. Previous episodes cover some interesting approaches that could probably help you. I am in it with you, and I will prove to you that patience and intelligent moves will lead to our success. As Charlie Munger, another great investor, rightfully said, you need patience, discipline, and an ability to take losses and adversity without going crazy. That is, without acting on your emotions. What are those intelligent moves then? They evidently will come to you naturally as you self-improve, and you have already taken one very intelligent move by taking your leap of faith. The second one will come with the same level of audacity and reflection. I trust you have found value in this episode and you have started something great for yourself. It is just one of many moves you will make that will transform your future in ways you never ever imagined. I wish you all a fantastic day ahead.